Are you a cybersecurity professional or company looking to reach others in the industry? Podcast sponsorship can be a great way to increase visibility for your product or service. If you'd like to sponsor the latest hacking news podcast, please contact admin@latesthackingnews.com. Hello, and welcome to another episode from latesthackingnews.com, brought to you on December 24th, 2018. Today's episode features an interview with Carl Siegler, Security Research Manager for TrustWave Spider Labs. TrustWave recently disclosed a kernel-based zero-day vulnerability in a driver bundled along with IBM Trusteer Rapport for macOS. A fix is not yet available at the time of this recording. And now for more details, our interview with Carl Siegler. I'm here today with Carl Siegler, Security Research Manager for TrustWave Spider Labs. How's it going today, Carl?
Doing great today. How are you doing?
Good. So tell us a bit about what TrustWave does and your role.
So TrustWave is sort of a end-to-end security shop. We do a little bit of everything. Mainly, we specialize in managed security services. So if you have an organization that is either too small to basically run your own security or so large that you need help in running your security, we basically provide experts to do that for you. Myself, I'm on the research side of things. We basically monitor trends, exploit trends, attack trends, and do a lot of research into vulnerabilities. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today.
Yes. TrustWave just very recently disclosed a vulnerability. Before we get into the vulnerability itself, could you give us an overview of the IBM product that's affected by the vulnerability and what type of organizations use it?
Sure. So the product itself is called Trusteer Rapport. It's now owned by IBM. And it's basically endpoint security software for endpoints that are working with financial data, banking institutions, that sort of thing. And it's meant to protect the endpoint from Trojans or malware that specifically are looking to attack banking transactions from the endpoint, whether it's transferring funds or whatnot, in order to steal cash like every good criminal will.
Okay, so on the vulnerability itself, can you share the details and how it was discovered?
So the vulnerability itself was discovered by one of our primary researchers, one of our primary bug hunters, Dr. Neil Kettle. And he does a lot of this bug hunting and a lot of different software looking for vulnerabilities so that we can find them before the bad guys do and help vendors to patch them. The vulnerability itself is a memory corruption issue, specifically for the Rapport product on macOS. So if you're running this Trusteer Rapport on a macOS, just a MacBook or a mini Mac, any sort of Mac install. The vulnerability itself is a buffer overflow attack, if you will, or a memory corruption attack that would allow an attacker to put their own code into memory and execute it at the kernel level. So basically, you have arbitrary code access at that point.
Okay. What are the implications of the vulnerability and how wide-reaching is it?
One of the mitigating factors of the vulnerability is that you do need local access. So either the attacker would have to log in directly to the system, or more likely they would run a social engineering type attack to convince the end user to launch something that they weren't supposed to launch, open an attachment that they weren't supposed to open, or something like that. What ends up happening, though, is when the attacker is able to exploit the vulnerability, the attacker has full kernel level access to the machine itself, to the endpoint, which would allow them to shut down Rapport completely and eliminate all that protection or any other protection software, and actually gain access to what Trusteer is supposed to protect you from, those banking transactions or credentials or what have you.
Mm-hmm. What has your communication been with IBM, and can you tell us about the decision to release the zero-day to the public?
So we've been working with IBM pretty closely through this entire process. My team actually runs our responsible disclosure program. So the reason you're talking to me and not Neil Kettle is, A, Neil's on vacation right now, but also I actually handle the vendor negotiations, trying to work with them to develop a patch. We typically give vendors about 90 days to get a patch in place, and we work with them, providing them technical support, better explanation of the vulnerability itself if they're unable to replicate it. And this was exactly the case with IBM. We worked with them over the course of 90 days. Unfortunately, they were not able to provide a patch within that 90-day time period. We went ahead and we extended them another 30 days, hoping they'd be able to develop a patch with that extension. And unfortunately, they still have not been able to develop a patch. They still are working on a patch. We are still in communications with them, and we'll obviously update the advisory when a patch is finally issued. they're working well with the vulnerability. They're doing their best to address the vulnerability. But after another 30-day extension, we really couldn't give them any more time. We wanted to make sure that the public was educated about the vulnerability. So in case bad guys do discover it, you know, over the holiday season, coming into the new year, people will be aware of it and be able to protect themselves to whatever extent they can.
All right. Are there any workarounds for those affected before a patch is released?
The mitigations are pretty slim. If you have the Rapport software installed on macOS, you're vulnerable. Right now, there is no public in the wild exploit. That's a very good thing. Mm-hmm. But I think that any users specifically on the macOS platform, should be definitely monitoring those systems very closely, auditing any sort of traffic coming in and out, especially odd traffic that may not hit your network's baseline. And then, of course, and we always stress this, is end-user education, making sure that your users are aware of the type of threats that may be coming to them in their mailbox inbox, strange links that may pop up on their SMS messaging, all those typical strategies that prevent malware from being installed on the local endpoint would definitely apply here as a mitigation to prevent exploitation of the vulnerability.
Okay, yeah, that kind of very much ties into my last question, which is how can organizations make sure they're protected from cyber threats and vulnerabilities like this moving forward? Is there anything else you'd like to add on that?
Sure. I mean, it's kind of an interesting time to be in information security in general. A lot of the same advice that we've been giving for, God, it seems like 2 decades now, really hasn't disappeared. And unfortunately, we're still not seeing people apply those basic best practices. So all that old advice still stands. You pull up any article from the late 90s, and you're probably going to find some good advice to protect you now. Mm-hmm. So inventorying your assets, knowing what you own and what their roles are in the organization, setting up proper access control, making sure that authorized users are correctly authenticated and properly authenticated, using multi-factor authentication for value data and valued resources, doing vulnerability assessments on a regular basis to flesh out your risk profile. None of that stuff goes away. And unfortunately, again, we still see a lot of customers that struggle with that.
All right. Was there anything else you wanted to add that we didn't touch on?
I think that pretty much covers it. Again, we have a lot of vulnerabilities in the pipeline, unfortunately. Mm. We're working very closely with a lot of vendors to get things patched. Hopefully 2019 will be a new year with better security for all.
All right. Great. Thanks for talking to me today, and you have a good holiday.
And happy holidays to you. Hope you have a good one. Hope everybody stays safe and secure.
Thank you again to Carl Siegler, as well as TrustWave. Listener, the latest Hacking News podcast is taking the next few days off for the holidays. We will, of course, be returning with more daily cybersecurity news later in the week. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please consider visiting shop.latesthackingnews.com. Any purchase you make in our online store helps support the show. I'm Randall Silvey, and that's all from latesthackingnews.com.